USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is considering the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We must get at the truth and do everything in our power to restore Americans' faith in our elections and this grand, ongoing, noble experiment of democracy.
The measure doesn't have enough support from Republicans. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing.
Only six Republicans say they'll vote in favor of the measure. It's already passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said, America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Three police officers in Washington state were charged in the killing of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died while being handcuffed and restrained last year. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed second-degree murder charges against officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and a first-degree manslaughter charge against Officer Timothy Ranking. The Attorney General's office said it was the first time it has criminally charged police officers for the unlawful use of deadly force and the second time homicide charges have been filed since Washington passed the law in November 2018. Ellis, 33, was killed after police stopped him as he was walking home. Documents state that officers slammed Ellis into the ground unprovoked as they punched and hogtied him. He repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Witnesses say they saw Ellis and there was no sign of aggression. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former Marine faces extradition to Spain and maybe even North Korea. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
Lawyers claim a former U.S. Marine wanted by Spain for breaking into the North Korean embassy in Madrid 2 years ago to help a diplomat defect could be assassinated by Kim Jong-un's regime if he is extradited by the Justice Department. 40-year-old Christopher Ahn on Fox News.
The U.S. government's trying to extradite me, and it's very disappointing that that's what they want to do, quite frankly. But I also have trust in the American government. I have trust in the American system. And quite frankly, I have trust in the American people. You know, all I can do is have faith in the fact that in the end, logic and common sense and people who care about what's going on will prevail.
Mr. Ahn faces his final extradition hearing in federal court in Los Angeles, California on Tuesday. 2 years ago, he was freed on $1.3 million bail but was forced to serve home confinement ahead of a possible extradition to Spain. Magistrate Gene Rosenbluth is expected to make a ruling in a couple of weeks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Christine Wormuth was confirmed as the first woman to serve as Secretary of the Army. President Biden nominated her. She served as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy during the Obama administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.